cut.
Yeah.
But the big miss that I made is Lawford had already talked to Steve Trilling.
Yeah.
So that when I got to Warner, Warner said, well, he says, you know where this is coming from. And I said, well, I know the president and his family are very concerned about this. And he said, well, he says it's coming from Lawford because Lawford already talked to Trilling.
Who's Trilling?
Trilling is Warner's number one boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So Peter had already talked to Trilling.
Yeah, well, I told him
and,
that.
Delayed some of the impact that I got by putting your message in.
Yeah.
However, I will keep following them and keep you advised.
Well, they know what they're doing, but I do think myself that 2 hours and 20 minutes for that kind of a picture is pretty long. Of course, they all get to think it's a work of art and they can't change anything. But that seems like a long night, and there's no doubt Pat felt it.
Right. Well, we'll keep chiseling away on him, and I think we can get him to cut some
of it. Can he get somebody out there to look at it that he's got confidence in?
What?
Can he get somebody out there to look at it that he has confidence in?
You mean an objective view?
Yeah, some fellow who just knows something about movies.
Well, unfortunately, by this time, he has shown it to enough people that have patted him on the back. You know, the old Hollywood yes man.
Yeah.
And, of course, some of his hard-headed distributor people have looked at it, and they're usually pretty damn objective in their comments.
Yeah.
They have said it was good, and so he's kind of got his neck bowed right now. He feels that he's got a good product.
Yeah.
But we'll...
Well, he has got a good product. Just a question of whether there's too much of it.
Right.
Well, in any case, that's his judgment, finally.
We'll keep working.
Okay, good out.
Fine. Bye. Bye. Bye.